Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Chris Paul driving right on Amen Thompson with four. Bounce pass to Clay. Bounce pass inside to Trace. Oh my! He throws it! 99-83, Jalen Green from 70 feet away. Strong and an emphatic finish to the third for Trace Jackson Davis of Golden State. So we are joined by Trace. A career-high 20 points for you tonight. You hit your first eight shots. Trace, congratulations on a great game. How did it feel out there for you today?
I felt great. Just taking what the defense gives me. Getting guys open like Clay and Steph. And then once they start to go out, them finding me. So just doing my part.
You know, as the season has gone on, you really continue to develop a great partnership with Clay Thompson on the court. How have you felt that connection develop over the season?
I feel like it's been there since the first preseason game that I played in. But ever since then, just getting to know what he wants to do on the floor, how he likes his pin downs, when to slip, when to set for him, and then I feel like our synergy is great.
Yeah, Clay and Steph combined for 58 points tonight. They did it on 20 of 29 shooting. What was it like watching those two operate tonight?
It was great. Watching the greatest shooters of all time, man. So just doing my part, getting them open, and then watching them hit shots.
And then lastly, you guys shot a season-high 59% from the field. Yes, there were the 21 turnovers, but when you guys got up shots, they were going in. What led to such efficient offense when you guys were able to get shots up?
I just think playing for each other, passing the ball, and swinging to the open man. We have a lot of floor generals out there with Steph and CP, and we got great shooters, and we got people that can finish at the rim.
Well, congrats on the career high, Trace, and we'll see you in Dallas.
Thank you.
All right, that's Trace Jackson Davis joining us after his 20-point performance, a career high for Trace, the Warriors winning 133-110. We'll take a break and come back with the post-game show on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. We welcome you to the Warriors post-game show, which is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm has surprisingly great rates on car insurance. You'll get coverage that meets your needs at a price that fits your budget. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Warriors, with an impressive 133-110 win tonight in Houston. And they controlled this game basically from the tip. They never trailed. It was tied once, and that was at like 2-2, and they just really controlled the show from there. They were up 9 at the end of 1. They were up 15 at the half. They were up 16 at the end of 3. They just comfortably led this one the entire way through. And there are a couple of junctures where Houston could have made it a game. Look, they fought back in the second quarter. They got it to 5 when Jabari Smith was riding hot. He had 14 points in that second quarter. At one point was 6-7 from the field in that quarter. They had it down to 5, but Golden State ended the half on a 9-0 run. It was 56-50. It was a 5-point game earlier at 48-43. It was 56-50. Steve Kerr calls a late timeout. They end the half on a 9-0 run. And that pushed the lead up to 15. And really from there, Houston did not threaten it. And this looked like, to me, a team that has the championship DNA in the Golden State Warriors going up against a team that has a couple of vets, but largely young guys that have overperformed this year, but they haven't been as battle-tested as the Warriors. And talked about that with Steve Kerr before the game today. And he said, look, we're not going to be vexed by anything we see in a situation like this, especially Game 76 when they played more than 100 games in a season, regular season and postseason combined over the years. So they were not worried about that. And it was just a calm, cool, collected presence. And Trace Jackson Davis, we've talked about what he's done as a starter, nearly a double-double in the 5 games now. The 4 games coming in, he was averaging a little more than 9 points and 9 rebounds, filling in for the injured Jonathan Kuminga, who hopefully will be able to play tomorrow night in Dallas. But he was just fantastic tonight. Again, a career high for him, 20 points. And then Steph and Clay, when they have a bad combined shooting game, you know that they're going to back it up with something a lot better the next game, and that's what they did. And, you know, 10 for 32 combined against Dallas. They were just under 70% combined together today. Clay was on fire. basically the first three quarters. They didn't need a whole lot of him in the fourth quarter, and Stephen Curry helped kind of put the game away. It was not as efficient from downtown, and certainly not as efficient as Klay Thompson was with his seven made threes, but he was able to beat guys off the dribble, and it kind of looked like he was licking his chops when he had Reggie Bullock guarding him late, thinking barbecue chicken, as he was able to help the Warriors coast to a 23-point win. And with the win, the Warriors are 42-34 now. And we're going to get to the Kaiser Permanente scoreboard in a little bit. But the Kings lost, and we'll tell you how they lost and the particulars in that game. But Sacramento is 44-32. And I know it's no use in playing the what-if game, but I go back to that last in-season tournament game. If the Warriors had won that game, had held on to the 24-point lead when they were up 72-48, Golden State would be 43-33. The Kings would be 43-33, and the Warriors would have the tiebreaker. That game is looming large right now as the Warriors try to get out of the 10 spot. But they are now just two games back of eight, and really they need to make up three games on Sacramento. And so the dream to get out of the 9-10 game is still faintly alive with six games to play, but there are plenty of tough games coming up. And speaking of which, let's take a look at our upcoming broadcast presented by Ticketmaster, because the Warriors are in Dallas tomorrow, 5 p.m. airtime, 5:30 tip time. I'll have the call for you right here on 95.7 The Game. Then Tim Royan will be back with you Sunday, April 7th, as the Warriors host the Utah Jazz. That is Fan Night presented by Adobe, 5 p.m. airtime, 5:30 tip time. Tim and Tom Tolbert with the call for you on 95.7. Then they're back out on the road for two Tuesday against the L.A. Lakers at the Crypt, crypto.com. 6:30 airtime, 7 p.m. tip time. Tim Roy will have the call for you for that game, as he does normally, and he will have the call for you in Portland as the Warriors take on the Portland Trailblazers. 6:30 airtime, 7 p.m. tip time at the Moda Center, and then they're back home, back in a back-to-back. They take on the New Orleans Pelicans. That could be a big game for seeding purposes as well. New Orleans currently in the seventh spot at 45-31. 6:30 on the air, 7 p.m. tip time with Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on 95.7 The Game. That is Autism Acceptance Night presented by NBC Sports. So the Warriors get it done tonight to improve to 42-34. It is their 38th winning season in franchise history. Well, the Dubs made 17 three-pointers tonight, which means $8,500 will be donated to benefit local organizations and underserved youth as part of the Hoops for Kids program, presented by Salesforce. Visit warriors.com/kids for more information. Thank you, Salesforce, and all participating partners, as the Warriors are 42-34, and they got a big one coming up tomorrow night against the Dallas Mavericks, looking to keep the train rolling. Winners of six in a row now are the Golden State Warriors, and they are now 23-15 on the road. So they have secured a winning road record and then some. Now, if they lose two of their last three home games, they could be the second team ever to finish with a winning record and a losing home record. The Brooklyn Nets, a couple of seasons back, accomplished that with a 44-38 record. So that is what is somewhat at stake today. I'm not sure anyone's really worried about that, but a great stat from Daryl Arata of Warriors PR that I was able to read earlier today. So they're 19-19 at home. Of course, one more road game to get before they return home to take on the Utah Jazz. That's obviously a game you need to win. The Jazz, quite frankly, will not be trying to win that game, as they have faded into a lottery contention and a top pick contention, potentially. They would have to really win the lottery for them to get the number one pick, but a potential top five, top seven pick that Utah could get this year. So that's a big one to get. And, of course, the Pelicans game at home is going to be huge. And then the Warriors, their last game of the season will be at home as well on April 14th. And I believe, I do not have the schedule in front of me, now I'm looking at it, it is also against the Utah Jazz. So they have some winnable games at home against the Utah Jazz and the New Orleans. That will be a difficult one.